Hey guys, welcome to another episode, Driving with Wayne. We're in the car today. We're actually going to talk about how to sell your coaching.com. We'll talk about how to sell your coaching, and we're going to do it on a ride to the bank. Why are we going to the bank? Because in a world of transactions where people pay us with PayPal and Stripe and Square, some people still mail a check. So we're taking the check and we're going to the bank. Are you going to the bank today? Are you going to the bank in your business today? If not, you're at the right channel. So it's going to take me about 7 or 8 minutes to get to the bank. I'm enjoying a beautiful day here in Wilmington, North Carolina. So yeah, let's chat. I want to talk to you about one thing today. One thing that I think is going to be very important for all of you. In fact, I know most of our students, this is one of the first things we look at, and that's delegation. And when we think delegation, a lot of people go, well, wait, I'm not there yet. I'm coaching my clients. I'm at, $2,000, $5,000, $8,000 a month, whatever. There's nothing really I can delegate. I'm not talking about delegating the coaching. I'm talking about delegating or outsourcing some of the things that you're doing now. One thing that I've considered for a long time is actually outsourcing these podcasts. What I mean by that is I do the recording, I send it over, and they put the beautiful music, the beautiful exit, and they take out all of the ahs, ums, coughs, etc., whatever. But you know what? I like my podcast the way it is. I like being real. I want you to know the real Wayne. Are you with me? Okay, so we'll leave that alone. What else can I outsource? So today, I just tell you, I went this morning, I sat down with a cup of coffee, my iPad, my Notability app, and I wrote out all of my my journal. I wrote out my journal, things I'm thankful for, my allies today, my enemies today. I'll tell you, my enemy today was this beautiful weather, which is not an enemy, but I knew slothfulness could come, and I could just want to go hang out at the beach. So I wrote it down, so if I'm aware of it, I can overcome it. And then I wrote down what I'm thankful for. And my family, I'm thankful for my relationship with Christ, I'm thankful for my flexibility of being a coach, and all of this. And then I wrote down my to-do list. See, Friday is a great day. I'm recording this on Friday the 13th. But Friday is a great day to take all of your loose ends and tie them up. Because if you have something you wanted to accomplish today, and you didn't, then you're just going to carry it over to next week. If you don't accomplish it then, now you're 2 weeks out. So I wrote down a number of things that I needed to accomplish. For example, I know you love, I'm sure you love hearing the little, stock music at the beginning of this. Sometimes there's nothing when driving in the car with Wayne, or I'm even in the podcast room. But we've got new intros and exits being made for the podcast that we'll be able to do. So it does give more clarity on our podcast. So I outsource that. This is what I want. I call one of my coaches. And I have coaches too. Yes, the coach's coach has a coach. As multiple coaches. Called one of my coaches, said, here, help me with this. Let's make sure this is right. We've got it done. Send it off. Oh, logo. Boom. Need this logo done. Oh, we just finished a new book. Cover design. I made sure that there were some loose ends there. Made sure the loose ends were handled. Let me tell you what I did today. I spent a good amount of money outsourcing things that I wanted to have done. But here's the beautiful part. I'm going to go and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. I'm going to enjoy my family this evening. I'm going to enjoy my weekend. I'm going to come back. And a lot of these projects will be done by Monday. The logo will be done. At least the first revision. The book cover will be done by Monday. The podcast intro will be done by Monday or Tuesday. First of the week, everything's done. Do you understand where I'm coming from? So now I can go and live what I've been preaching to you guys for quite a while now. That's living the life coach lifestyle. Are you with me? You can go live a lifestyle of being a life coach. Also, let me finish that up. So tie up loose ends by outsourcing. Are you still trying to do your own graphics? Are you still trying to create your own lead magnets? And I do, because there's a little bit of me that loves that. There's a little bit of me that just wants to get in there and do it. But when I recognize I've spent 3 or 4 hours to design something, I could have paid somebody to design and took that time and went out and networked. Took that time and spent time with my family. Took that time and studied to become a better coach myself. Then you have to understand, is this valuable? And what I've started doing is I've started literally segmenting how long have I spent on this project. If I can do something in 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, and it's good, great. If it takes more than that, outsource it every time. Which means you're going to find some great people to outsource to, and you're going to find some terrible people. But outsourcing is going to be key for you. Tie up loose ends. Delegate. Delegate it to someone else. Have I paid people to do something for me and then regretted it? Absolutely. The website didn't work right. The logo didn't look good. I regretted it because it was a little bit of time, and it was obviously an income, a revenue that I had to pay out, money I had to pay out. But, okay, I can understand. Number one, can they refund me? Can they make a revision? No. Okay, great. If so, yes. Great. But if they can't, that's okay. Now I just go on and move on and find somebody else. People that do my book design, they've always done an immaculate job, so I hire them over and over again. Make sense? All my editors, my formatters, they're the same people because they do a great job at a fair price, and it's always done on time. So if you need, Wayne, who do I get to do my logos? Who do I get to do all of this? How do I set all this up? Wayne, can I get your little black book, your little Rolodex of people? Yes. It's really funny when I talk about black books and Rolodexes. There was a time when that was actually a real thing. How many of you actually had a Rolodex on your desk? I did. How many of you had a little black book? So here's the key. You have to learn to outsource. If you're not a graphic designer, you could probably make it work, but outsource it. I just saw a book on Amazon a few minutes ago. And I know this person, and I know the results they're getting in their marketing. So I was very tempted to, I thought, oh, they got a book. I didn't know that. Let me go ahead and buy the book. And how hard is it to go on Amazon and go, buy now? Boom. And it's in your, if it's a Kindle, you want to read it now? Here you go. You want it mailed to your house? You mail it to your office? Boom. Okay, it'll be there in 2 days. But the cover, number one, the title was terrible. And the cover design was worse. And the content is probably good. But I've been pre-framed. I was pre-framed in the beginning that she's great and she's going to have great material. Then I was reframed. Wow. She doesn't know how to come up with a good title. And whoever covered it, she did her own cover design, or whoever did it, did a terrible job. Now, instead of hitting buy now, I'm going to go back and read. So I'm going to read the reviews. I'm going to look it over a little bit more. And listen, guys, we're talking about a $20 purchase here. Not a big deal. But our mind doesn't want to make bad decisions on anything. Not just $20,000 coaching packages, even a $20 book. So, you're not a graphic designer. Why are you trying to be one? Hire somebody. I had my own logo. I thought it looked very good. But I kept looking at it. And I thought, you know what? It's just not quite what I want it to be. So I'm going to invest in someone else. And it will be. Are you with me, guys? All right, here's what I need you to do. Jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com. If this is your first time listening to us, or the 100th time and you haven't gone there yet, haven't been lately, check out our blogs, our podcasts, our videos, so much more. Download our book at lifecoachlifestyle.com, lifecoachlifestyle.com. And most importantly, if you want me to open up my Rolodex for you, if you want to see how I create content, where I get my content from, you want to see how I create a very successful coaching business and how you can too, go over to colwoodwayne.com. Colwoodwayne.com. Take it to my calendar link. Name, email address, pick a time that you're going to show up. Let's chat. And listen, here's the beautiful thing. 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever it takes. We'll look at your business. We're going to audit your business. I promise you, I'll give you at least one aha moment you can take away and use in your business. And if you decide to use me as a coach, a consultant, great. If not, that's okay too. But take my one aha moment guarantee there and jump on a call with me. It's callwithwayne.com. And I'm going to go into the bank. Make it a great day. Enjoy your weekend, guys. This is Wayne Sutton, howtosellyourcoaching.com.